USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Bring your patients, check in online, don't check a bag if you don't have to. Book early flights, because if it does get delayed or canceled, you'll still have a better chance of getting out.
Sound advice from travel expert Lee Avamonte as airports are packed as travelers take off on those last summer vacations ahead of the Labor Day weekend. According to AAA, over 130 million Americans are traveling over this long holiday weekend. The Department of Veterans Affairs announcing for the first time in history they will provide abortion services and counseling to veterans in cases of health dangers, rape, and incest, even at federal facilities in states that have outlawed abortion. NASA's Jeremy Parsons says the weather forecast is improving for Saturday's attempt to launch the Artemis 1 rocket from Cape Canaveral, Florida. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow. Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code FREE for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code FREE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code FREE for 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up.
The White House and other federal agencies regularly communicated with social media companies like Facebook about content moderation and censorship decisions, according to newly released documents. Attorneys General Jeff Landry from Louisiana and Eric Schmidt from Missouri filed a request on Wednesday seeking communications between federal agencies and social media firms such as Meta, Twitter, and YouTube. The mayor of Chicago says buses full of illegal immigrants coming from Texas have the potential to create chaos in her city. Despite that, Mayor Lori Lightfoot says the Windy City is welcoming the asylum seekers. In the future, though, she says she would like to see an orderly process that's coordinated by the federal government. This after Lightfoot called Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott a racist. Wall Street ending the week on a down note. At the closing bell, the Dow losing 337 points. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
The G7 is agreeing to a price cap on Russian oil. It's an attempt to limit the country's profit from selling fuel as the third largest oil producer in the world. The U.S. Treasury Department sent out a statement from the Group of Advanced Global Economies confirming the cap, saying it won't ship oil from Russia it sold at a price higher than the limit agreed to. Oil prices across the world spiked following Russia's invasion of Ukraine in fear of an embargo, but they have slowed in recent weeks. As summer winds down and many people are looking towards fall, the heat is on out west.
Excessive heat warnings are in place for a large portion of the southwestern United States. The late summer heat wave is forecast to send temperatures soaring past 100 degrees Fahrenheit in California, Nevada, and Arizona for the next couple of days. In the desert southwest, temperatures well over 110 are forecast. Friday, Death Valley is projected to hit 125 degrees. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
College football officially starts this weekend and players are raking in the cash. There is a growing number of deals where students get paid to promote a product, and that has former players jealous. In year two of the name, image, and likeness rules, there's an estimated $1.1 billion being poured into the pockets of college athletes. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.